Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, another week. It's a different vibe in the studio this week. I look very avuncular with my glasses, but there's less venom coming from the female side of things. Maybe it's the two Almond Joys and the Milk Duds that have sort of settled you down.
I'm just in a garbage mood. I don't know what my problem is. I don't know if it's a change of seasons. I should be like...
Do you mean like change of seasons as a woman? Or
yeah, is that a metaphor?
Is that a metaphor for perimenopause? I don't know how it goes, man.
You guys, I should be like so happy right now.
Yeah.
I'm divorced. Yeah. I have no debt.
Yeah.
I have a friend with benefits.
Yes.
Who doesn't even live in Connecticut, yeah. So I don't have to be around him
exactly.
If I don't want to.
That's like a dream.
I know. I'm living alone and I have my two dogs and yet I'm watching Seinfeld every night and drinking wine like a loser.
Again, that's another positive. I still don't see where the negative is.
All right.
Yeah, you lost me.
Wine and Seinfeld with no interruptions and dogs.
What did you call it?
Weinfeld. That's Weinfeld time.
Every night at 5, it's Weinfeld time at my apartment.
Let me pause. Christine and Salt from 96.5 TIC FM's Christine and Salt.
Yeah.
And then we have Mark Christopher on the phone. You know him on the FM dial as Mark the Shark. Mm-hmm. Matt Sarois is trying as we speak to pass a stone.
A kidney stone?
God.
That sucks.
Godspeed.
He's probably double stone right now.
Oh, why can't they just surgically remove it?
I'm told they had the lasers. They go up there and they shoot it down.
They have lasers and they also can sonically do it and try and shoot sound in there. But again, I don't know. I don't know what his insurance is.
He's on the DL. That's all I know.
Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah.
All I know is that he's in some pain.
I bet.
And I heard, by the way, I've been told that you are Banana Town when it comes to Halloween at your house? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I got tons of decorations. I got like a bunch of those giant skeletons and
the big blow up things?
Yeah, I got inflatables. I got it all. Yeah, I got it. It's crazy.
Are they done with the road work over there, Salt?
They are finally done with the road work around my house so I can get all the things up. So
what's Banana Town?
Like, I don't know, mixing fruit metaphors, but like just nuts.
Is that
about
a cross between bananas and Pound Town?
No.
I think you meant crazy pants or
she
banana.
She always looks at me and makes the sex references as if that's what I'm making.
Yeah.
No, I'm just crazy. Crazy. Just like you. Crazy. Let's get to the mark. Are you good? Is there anything going on in your world worth noting?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. We'll start with you.
I'm happy and, everything's good.
Lies.
We believe that.
Lies.
We really, really believe that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the New England Patriots are visiting Tennessee. You have Mike Vrabel against his former team. Yeah. The Patriots are 7.5-point favorites. Mark?
I'm jumping on the Patriots bandwagon, but that's too many points. Got to go with Tennessee.
I totally agree. I think the Pats can win, but 7.5 points.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Pats.
Yeah.
You are?
I'm going to take the Pats, yeah.
By the way,
wow.
Did you know that Christine and Saul were both collectively 0-5 last week?
I was 3-30 last week then, because like I lost them out of the league. I only got 3 right. It was ridiculous.
You're 9-23 overall.
It was insane.
But anyway, you're taking New England.
I'm going with Tennessee.
Tennessee and nice. I first of all, I never go against New England, so I feel like you're going to win because I never do. Carolina at the Jets. Carolina 1.5-point favorite on the road at the Jets. I'm going to say it right now. I'm taking the Jets.
Same.
I think it's time.
Carolina. I'm leaning into my Ofer.
Okay, so you, Christine's got the NYJs. And what about you, Mark?
This is against my best instinct, but for some reason I'm picking the Jets this week.
I'm feeling it too.
They've got to win at some point.
By the way, Matt took Carolina. Then you have the New York Giants at Denver, and Denver 7.5-point favorites at home. Salt.
I think the Giants are going to outright win this game.
Nice. I'm with them. So is Matt.
I'm picking the Giants only because my son is a big fan. So mm-hmm. I'm just
is he into this whole Scataboo thing?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even know what that was until you were sending it out, and then I had to
look it up. Yeah.
I looked it up. Yeah.
He's bananas.
A little bit.
He's bananas.
I'm just going to say yes.
He's crazy.
Okay, got you.
Okay. So, Mark, what do you have?
Giants getting that many points, I've got to go with the Giants.
Everybody, so it's a neutralized
it's a family
point.
Pot.
So we have Washington at Dallas, Washington 1.5-point favorites. I'll just say I am not a believer in the Washington football team Commanders,
Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And I know people hate Dallas, but I'm taking Dallas, and so is Matt. So I'll ask you, Christine.
I got to go with the Commanders because my other son likes the Commanders. He likes all Washington, D.C. teams.
Why?
Nationals.
Because
my parents lived down there in Old Town Alexandria for most of his childhood, and we would go to games down there. And so he stuck with the Commanders even after they switched names.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think the Commander name sucks.
I do, too. It's terrible. It's so stupid.
USFL.
Why didn't they just leave it Washington?
I love the football team.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
All right, what do you got, Saul?
I got the football team.
You taking the football team?
Yeah. I'm going to actively try to go for Ofer because I feel like if I cannot get any right every week, that means I get them all right.
That's true. Think about it.
If I'm actively trying, come on.
Right. That is a great point.
Yes.
Mark.
Boy, this is tough, but I'm going to go with Washington.
Okay, you got Washington. We'll start with you, Mark, on this one. Detroit, 5.5-point home favorites against Tampa Bay. I definitely man crush it on Baker. I'm a Baker guy. What?
No, you know who I like is the guy from the Commanders, the backup quarterback.
Well, this is totally.
Was it a football movie?
Did you have a little Pinot Grigio before you came in?
No, I don't drink Pinot Grigio. Oh, here he is.
What's his name?
This is the guy, Sam Hartman.
Never heard of
what
him.
What position is he?
He played
cornerback or quarterback?
Quarterback, Sam Hartman.
Oh, yeah, he is handsome. In almost like a full fake beard.
You guys were gaslighting
me. But he's not even.
We're not gaslighting. If you don't know the info, that's not us, because we didn't know the info.
Washington Commanders signed male model to back up number 2 pick Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's handsome. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a handsome
guy. And he's like number 4 in the depth
chart. He's her suit, if you will.
What?
Her suit.
That's a great word.
H-I-R-S-U-T-E. Hirsute.
Oh, Hirsute?
26 years old, Christine, went to Notre Dame.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's a good Catholic boy.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I didn't mean to derail you.
That's
that much.
Fine. Tampa Bay at Detroit. Detroit 5.5. Christine.
Lions.
Taking DET. How about you, Mark?
Boy, Tampa Bay plays a lot of close games. I love them getting the points. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
TB?
Lie guys. Got to go with the Lions. Detroit. Yeah.
It's interesting because Matt, who's it's a tough game for him because he's a Detroit fan, but he's a Baker fan. So he took Tampa Bay. So
how can you not like Baker Mayfield? Seriously.
Honestly, both teams, you'd like them. This is a very likable game.
You're 100% correct. Yeah, these are both teams you can get your arms around. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to explain the Scataboo backflip?
No, but I can tell you how I don't like Baker Mayfield.
Why?
Because he played for college for Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and even though I was born in Oklahoma,
hate Oklahoma, right?
I am a Nebraska girl, and we hate Oklahoma. Therefore, Baker Mayfield.
He also played defensive end on the scout team for the Carolina Panthers.
He also played for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Which was my dad's team, so.
And you got daddy issues. So
yeah, so I got a lot of reasons to not like Baker.
By the way, I mean, honestly, like, if you just went back to, like, daddy issues and hatred,
yeah.
I think you'd be doing much better. You've had a bad couple of weeks, so maybe you should go back to that kind of vibe.
That's how I pick stuff is using. Yeah, you know what, you're right.
Channel through the military and where you've lived and your hatred.
Yeah.
Scataboo backflip. He's a running back for the Giants. He's bananas. And when he scores a touchdown, he does a full backflip from a standing position, which
Insane.
Is very impressive. I'm saying he will do one, which means I think he'll score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Matt says no. Mark, what do you say?
I say he's going to be in Denver. Of course, oxygen, there's not as much oxygen.
Yeah.
Would it be easier to do a flip in Denver?
I think it would.
He could do two. Maybe two.
Maybe he could do a double.
Double back.
Flat-footed double. I wonder if anyone's been able to do that ever. So you're a yes. You want a no?
I'm a yes.
I'm a yes.
All right.
So you're all screwed.
That's the only one. Boy, it's way more fun when you're like mean. Like a nice Christine doesn't work.
You think I'm being nice right now?
Yeah. Like this is at least neutral or at least not malevolent and virulent.
You know what, Brian?
There it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.